Welcome to the City of Baker School Board Meeting Agenda, Tuesday, May 13th, 2025, 6 p.m., School Board Office. Every child deserves a champion, an adult who would never give up on them, by Rita Pearson. Meeting call to order. If there's a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito, who is seated to my right, and submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that you will be allowed 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Roll call. Ms. Perkins?
Here.
Ms. Prophet?
Here.
Ms. Burgess?
Present.
Ms. Joseph?
Here.
Ms. Butler? Present. We have a quorum and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We will have a silent meditation from Ms. Burgess and Pledge of Allegiance with Ms. Joseph. May we stand.
Every child deserves a first-class education, and we appreciate you so much. Meeting, Father, and the time.
Amen.
Right hand over your heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
May now be seated. I welcome each and every one of you that has come out tonight to the board meeting. This may be some of your first time, and some may have come to regular meetings. We will have recognitions tonight. We will have the graduates of Rosebud Healthcare and Training Certified Nursing Assistant Program come up. Ms. Vicki.
Good evening, good evening. First, I want to say thank you. I was just going to ask for help because I will not only be presenting them with their certificates in order of their completion for their certified nursing assistant, but I'll also be carding them so they can wear their cards during graduation. Okay? And I'm excited about this. We had 22 ladies that started with us, and we're finishing with 16. And let me just tell you, they're finishing strong. They had their clinicals at Grace, and I cannot say enough about these ladies. They are not the same people that they came in to be. Most of them are committed to going further in healthcare, and we're excited about that. I had my national partner, Propel America, who is a nonprofit. They also came in this year. They the girls went to FRANU, and they toured FRANU. They also was had resume building as well as mock interview skills. And then we had a career fair, and they applied for jobs. So they are sitting tomorrow for their state board testing, and we're excited. Y'all ready? Okay. All right. You can call them, and I'll read their name. That means. Ms. Burgess is going to read their names because I want to call them.
Congratulations, ladies.
And you can come up when your name is certificate as well.
Samantha. Is that Samara? Addison. Is this Amani? Shamira? Shamea? Kayla, Angela, Clarissa, Avea. Avia, beautiful name. Madison. Delia. Delasia, beautiful. Is this Jania? 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 Okay. Kevin? Kevin? Go, Kevin.
Okay.
Malaya? Angel. Congratulations. DeMonica. That's it? That's it? Okay, we're going to still call their names. DeMonica Napper and Melanie Johnson. Congratulations to all the girls.
I'm sorry. We will now have Mr. Casey with Baker Middle School students on honor roll principals list for the first 9 weeks.
Good evening, Board President Ms. Butler, Superintendent, all school board members, and also everyone in attendance. For our Baker Middle principals list first, and before I read that, for our principal list and our honor roll students have shown outstanding dedication to the academic success through their hard work, focus, and a commitment to excellence. They have earned this well-deserved recognition. These students consistently go above and beyond in the classroom and set a strong example for their peers. We are proud to celebrate their achievements and encourage them to continue striving for greatness. So for our principal list for Baker Middle, we have Kendall Dean, and Cardia Solomon. Those are our two scholars for principalists. For honor roll, Isabella Bedlott, Caden Bell, Cadence Bronslater, Brendan Bryant, Brittiana Cigarrego, Annie Garcia.
There you got some coming.
Sean Gaskin, Autumn Gibson, Amaya Hollingquest, Demonte Johnson, Malaya Johnson, Willie Kendrick, Skylar McManus, Addison Montgomery, Ashani Montgomery, Elijah Parker, Kristen Parker, Kiana Platt, Paige Pope, O'Brien Patelis, Tiana Price, Aaron Robinson, Lathan Shelley, Carlia Walker,
Once your name is called, stay up front, please, so you can take a picture.
Elijah Williams, Jameer Williams, Kayla Williams, Makiria Williams, and then Dominique Wright. And congratulations to our Baker Miller Scholars. For Park Ridge Academic Magnet School, principals list, Zoe Joseph.
She did.
For honor roll, Cameron Burton. Aaliyah Dade. Jaslyn Dole, Keenan Evans, Joshua Hutchinson, Jalasia Mitchell, Nico Moore, Anaya Pittman, Talia Scott, Malcolm Schaefer, Tajay Thomas, Tamaj Vessel, Aiden White, Tiana Wilson, and Raylan Wines. Again, congratulations to our Park Ridge Honor Roll Scholars.
Now we will have Baker High School students earning a 4.0 GPA for first semester. And the other honors for Baker High?
If any of the high school students are here, when you come on, when I call your name, come on up. Natalie Davis. Desandria Davis, or Desandria Tasker. Chloe Anderson. J.C. Carter. LaShante Chris. Aaliyah Cotton. And Jaston Underwood.
Thank you. Mr. Aerosmith with Student of the Year, Teachers of the Year, Support Employees of the Year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Good evening, Madam President, Vice President, members of the board, members of the community, students, parents. So these Students of the Year, we have five of them here with us today with the City of Baker School System. And I am very proud of each and every one of these kids. These kids went through a lot of effort to put through a portfolio, submit to the State Department to go through a strenuous interview process. And they have earned the right to be named the Students of the Year for each school. Our first Student of the Year is Baker Heights Elementary School's fifth grade Student of the Year, Mr. Junior Efrain Garrido Garcia. Our Park Ridge Academic Magnet School 5th Grade Student of the Year, Fernando Luis Santos. Mr. Smith, did you want to announce the middle school students? You good? No, I mean...
All right, so good evening again. For our Students of the Year, I want to say our middle school Students of the Year exemplify academic excellence, strong character, and leadership. They consistently demonstrate a commitment to learning and a positive attitude in all that they do. These scholars serve as role models for their peers through their respectful behavior, responsibility, and perseverance. Their dedication to personal growth, truth, sets them apart. And our Baker Middle School Student of the Year, and I'm so proud of her, is Autumn Gibson. And our Park Ridge Academic Magnet School Student of the Year is Keenan Evans. Congratulations to both of our scholars.
Last but not least, and I believe this young man has been up here to win this award before, our Baker High School Student of the Year, 12th grade student, graduating senior, Jarius Collins.
Good evening,
And now it's time for our Teachers of the Year. Baker Heights Elementary School Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Frondula Washington. This next person I've worked with for 10 years now, and it's surprising that 10 years ago she won this award as well when I was principal of Baker Middle School. Our Baker Middle School principal of the year, or I'm sorry, teacher of the year. She does have the credentials to be a principal, by the way. Baker Middle School teacher of the year, Mrs. Sandra Grimes.
I'm here again. I would love to say this about, so I'm so excited to introduce a teacher of the year. She's a dedicated, no-nonsense educator whom I've known since our college days, where we both took a psychology course that I didn't like. And she can tell you why I didn't like the course. From day one, she has demonstrated a passion for teaching and a commitment to excellence. She's a by-the-book professional who remains fully engaged with her scholars, especially with her READ 180 program, ensuring that they are well-prepared and supported. Beyond the classroom, she plays a vital role in our school community by managing technology needs, assisting with testing, and stepping in wherever needed, also never with a complaint. We are fortunate to have a dependable, knowledgeable, and student-focused educator on my team. And again, congratulations, Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Grimes.
And our Baker High School Teacher of the Year, Ms. Curtis Beathley. And now our Support Employees of the Year. The Support Employee of the Year for Baker Heights Elementary School, Janet Rohde. Mr. Smith, did you want to come up again to say some words about Ms. Blackmore? Yes, our Baker Middle School Support Employee of the Year, Katrina Blackmore.
So all I want to say for Ms. Blackmore, she is the face of the school, and I cannot do anything without her. She makes sure that I am well informed of all of the executive secretaries I ever worked with. She has actually been the best. She does everything that I need and things that she just makes sure I look good. So I just tell her, I just call her the face of the school. But tonight, she was unable to attend because she had to celebrate a prior engagement with her daughter, so she really wanted to come. I miss her presence here, but again, we honor and appreciate her and her dedication and hard work throughout the year. So again, congratulations, Mrs. Blackmore.
And our Baker High School Support Employee of the Year, Sheila Tobias.
I would like to say congratulations to everyone that received an award that was here and not here. It's a big accomplishment and achievement to you all. If you would like to exit the building, you can. The ones that's not here for the meeting, that was here for the award ceremony. You guys have a good evening and safe travels back home.
No. I'm sure the school nurse. The other one's go there. It was later.
And she's not here. I just want to call her. Yeah, okay. That clears out the building. That clears out the building. Okay, thank you. Congratulations.
Okay. A big difference, correct? I missed one more on the school nurse week. Ms. Burgess was going to represent that certificate.
Miss April Taplin, I'm not sure if she's here tonight, but she is our school nurse for the district. And of course, you know, the month of May, there is a week set aside for recognizing and honoring our school nurses. They take care of our children. They have a nurturing and loving spirit. So we just want to recognize Miss April J. Taplin, City of Baker School Board nurse.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now we have approval of agenda. Are there any comments from the members of the public on the agenda? Are there any comments from the board members? May I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
May I get a second?
Second.
The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Action items. The public may comment on action items. Public comment is limited to 2 minutes per individual. Consideration and approval of minutes from the board meeting of April 1st, 2025 through April 10th, 2025. Are there any comments from the members of the public? Are there any comments from the board members? May I get a motion for the approval of minutes from the board meeting of April 1st and April 10th, 2025?
I motion the consideration and approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of 4-1-2025 and 4-10-2025.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Burgess. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending March 31st, 2025. Ms. Sidney?
Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, Superintendent Stroder, and everyone in this assembly. In your packet, you have the financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for a period ending March 31st, 2025. Year-to-date revenues as of March 31st, 2025, $9,565,340.51. Under your expenditures, total instructional expenditures, $3,125,123.68. Total support services expenditures, $4,828,744.01. Leave a total of expenditures of $7,953,867.69. Leaving an excess of revenues over expenditures of $1,611,472.82. Special revenue funds. For your special revenue funds, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending March 31st, 2025, year-to-date revenues as of March 31st, 2025 is $6,445,306.36. Year-to-date expenditures, $6,985,002.27. I have receivables as of April 30th, 2025, of $373,417, leaving a deficiency of $176,278.91, which will all be recovered through reimbursement requests. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
In reference to the grounds of the campuses, are we having a problem with the them cutting and maintaining the property because they look horrible?
No, ma'am. It has been raining, and the grounds are very saturated right now. So if the machinery go into the on the campuses, they probably would get stuck. I know some of them did get stuck. So they are due to come back out. I think some came back out today.
Oh, they didn't come out today. I've made a point to come over to pass by them on the way to the meeting.
Or Mr. Stroder probably can answer to that.
Okay. Because I know last week when I went to the athletic banquet, and I mean, to
yes,
me,
ma'am.
We need to make arrangements to have the grounds acceptable when we invite people to our house.
Yes, ma'am.
That it doesn't look like what I witnessed last week and this week.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sidney. Are there any comments from the board, public of the board, community, Ms. Naomi Guy?
Does Park Ridge elementary teachers, do they account for anything? I did not hear nothing, not nothing, no honors. Do you know what those teachers go through and what they brought those kids up to? But nobody, I heard nothing in here said about Park Ridge Elementary. Miss Adrian's sitting right there. She's a great support over there at Park Ridge. But that's not what I got up to say. But I had to say that because I was hurt sitting over there not even hearing nothing about Park Ridge. The next thing is for Superintendent Stroder. You know the black boxes that they take the lunches out when they send the kids out on the field trips? Do you all know they've been sending those teachers out there with cardboard boxes and they don't have those black boxes? The boxes are sit on the ground. But you know what hurt more? When they tell those teachers they got to bring them pasteboard boxes back. Now you can ask any one of those teachers who've been out on field trips and they'll tell you this.
I'm sorry, Ms. Guy. You asked for number two. This has to do with financial.
Yeah, I understand that, ma'am. But we're not going to judge tonight. We're not going to judge. Don't judge me tonight. Because I'm really hurt as what
no,
happened.
No, I'm not
here.
Judging this.
Now, let
guy.
Me finish. Now, on the other hand, with the finances, the teachers over at Baker Heights and Park Ridge Magnet, the mayor, the other, I can't get it because I'm a little upset tonight. They all have done something for the teachers over at Baker Heights and Park Ridge. What What is this board going to do for those teachers? Will you all do something to just show some appreciation? Do you all know how many teachers vacated the premises and left the few that they have over there now? They don't have a lot over there. Nobody can tell me they do, because I've been looking for a teacher all week for to give her teacher appreciation gift, and they told me she may be back tomorrow. So I'm not sure. But the next thing is, are you all aware of the teachers that you all have on that Park Ridge side? You have a teacher over there.
Miss Sky.
College. Wait, I'm telling you, I'm getting what I'm saying. I'm asking for something for them. That's very disrespectful.
That, no,
but you know what?
Miss Sky, no, it's
That's
not.
Why you all in the situation you're in tonight. And every time you look, you all don't want people to get up here and be honest. Ms. But that's okay. You don't have to let me talk. That's okay. I don't have to talk. But, you know, I got a call said, you all have allowed others to come up here and take over the school board. Now I'm through with it.
Thank you, Miss Sky. Are there any comments from the board members? May I get a motion for acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending February 28, 2025? I apologize, March 31st.
I move to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending March 31, 2025.
May I get a second?
Second. Excuse me.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Number three, consideration and acceptance of professional services agreement with Wynn L. White Consulting Engineers Incorporated to update the district's asbestos management plans.
Mr. Stroder, or?
So Mr. White's here tonight. I know he doesn't like me calling him that, but Mr. White's here tonight to talk about the agreement and the need for this agreement, which has to do with the asbestos management plan for the state.
Good evening. So what we've submitted to y'all is a professional services agreement to update your asbestos management plans. Asbestos management plans are a federal and state requirement for school districts, and so your management plans need to be updated, and we need to take care of some compliance issues with Department of Environmental Quality. And so we've given a proposal and an agreement and a proposed plan of action to get you into compliance and get you to where you can maintain and be in a more, I guess, compliant footing with the state and the feds.
You don't have to go into detail exactly, but what are you going to do exactly when you say bring it into compliance? So we're not in compliance now?
No, ma'am, you're not.
Okay, so what exactly is it that we're doing? Just
okay, generally. three things. First thing is custodial asbestos awareness training for your custodial folks. That's a 2-hour training. And then the school district needs to appoint what's called a designated person, who's basically the school district's point person to make sure that you comply with the state and federal regulations for asbestos in your buildings. So that's the first thing. Second thing is to re-inspect your facilities and then work on the updates for your management plan reports. And then third thing is develop your operations and maintenance manuals, because I don't think that you have any right now. But develop those and then close out some compliance order issues that you guys have with DEQ. So those are the three things that we're proposing to do. And there are subtasks there, and I can discuss that offline with you guys or right now. It just depends on what you want to do.
Major question. Do you know of any facilities for the City of Baker school system that have asbestos in them now?
Yes, ma'am.
the children not around them, I hope, around the asbestos,
well,
or being exposed to it?
Well, I don't know about exposure. I can't really speak to that, but I'm pretty sure that you have asbestos in more than one of your facilities. But it, asbestos being in schools or in buildings all over, that's very common.
Yeah, all of our older buildings probably have asbestos in them.
And I see the steps 1 through 3 is going to be like $53,000.
Yes, correct? Ma'am.
And I see you're going to begin with the schools, but you're also including Bakerfield Elementary, even though that's a vacant building?
Right. And the reason why that's included is because there's an open compliance order with the Department of Environmental Quality that
okay.
I really think is a good idea to close out.
All righty.
Are there any comments from the board members? Any more questions? May I get a motion for acceptance of a professional service agreement with Wynn L. White Consulting Engineers Incorporated to update the district's asbestos management plans?
I move to accept professional services agreement with Wynn L. White Consulting Engineers Incorporated to update the district's asbestos management plans. And I'm glad this is being done. How often, I'm so sorry, I made a motion. But I did want to know how often should this be done? Every 10 years?
Every 3 years.
Every 3 years, okay. All right. My motion stands.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
And Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
The motion carries.
No personnel report.
Superintendent's report on personnel?
There's no personnel report.
Date of next meeting, June 3rd, 2025. We have a special meeting on tomorrow at 6 p.m. May I get a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph? Ms. Butler? Yes. The meeting is now adjourned.
I know I changed.
Good night, Myra. Good night, Myra.
When she asked that question, it needed to be.
Thank you, Mr. Wynn.
Mostly
hello.
About yours, making sure you understood that meeting.